This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Team synergy versus collaboration, key differences, and when to use each. Two concepts that sound alike, but demand completely different things from you. In short, team synergy is what a group produces together that no individual could produce alone, while collaboration is the structured act of working together toward a shared goal. Collaboration is a process. Team synergy is an outcome. Collaboration can happen between strangers. Synergy requires trust built over time. Choosing the wrong one wastes effort and leaves results on the table. Definition: team synergy occurs when a group's combined effort produces results that exceed what any individual member could achieve alone. Collaboration is the practice of working together toward shared goals. Synergy is the outcome. Collaboration is the process that may, or may not, lead there. I watched a manager run a 6-week collaboration initiative once. He brought his team together, set clear shared goals, assigned roles, ran weekly check-ins. The work got done. But when he called it synergy, his best people quietly disagreed. They knew something was missing. They had collaborated well, but the work was no greater than what each person had contributed individually. Nothing had emerged that surprised anyone. That gap has a cost. When you call for team synergy and deliver only structured collaboration, people feel it. They lose confidence in the process, and sometimes in you. The reverse is also true when you try to force synergy before the trust is there. The whole thing collapses under its own weight. By the end of this, you will know exactly when to use each one and what each one actually requires. If you are new to the term entirely, the article Team Synergy versus Teamwork, What's the Difference? Is a useful starting point before going deeper here. What team synergy really means in practice. Team synergy is what happens when a group produces something together that none of its members could have created alone. It's not about everyone working hard. It is about what emerges when the right people combine their distinct strengths under conditions of genuine trust. In practice, synergy looks like this. Someone raises a half-formed idea in a meeting. A second person builds on it. A third person spots the flaw and corrects it in real time. And the result is something none of the three had working in. The output is new. It surprises the people who made it. A team I worked with years ago had two members who consistently clashed in planning sessions. The thinking styles were opposite. One was methodical and cautious. The other was fast and instinctive. Their manager nearly separated them. Instead, she created space for them to argue through problems together. Within 3 months, their combined approach was solving problems neither could crack alone. That was team synergy, not comfort, but complementary friction producing something stronger. Building this kind of outcome requires psychological safety, clear roles, and enough shared history that people trust each other under pressure. What collaboration really means in practice. Collaboration is the act of working together toward a shared goal. It is structured, intentional, and entirely achievable without deep personal trust or long-standing relationships. In practice, collaboration means people divide responsibilities, communicate progress, and combine their outputs into a finished whole. Two colleagues from different departments co-authoring a report are collaborating. A cross-functional team delivering a product launch together is collaborating. The process works when roles are clear and communication is consistent. Here is a concrete example. A marketing team and a finance team are tasked with building a quarterly budget presentation. They share data, meet weekly, and each contributes their section. The final deck is stronger than either department could have produced alone, because it contains both perspectives. That is collaboration done well. Collaboration requires respect, clear communication, and a willingness to coordinate. It does not require the deep interdependence or the emergent quality that team synergy demands. It is a discipline, not a chemistry. You can prepare for it, plan for it, and execute it reliably. The key differences between team synergy and collaboration. Dimension: team synergy, collaboration. Nature and outcome: something greater emerges, a process structured joint effort. What it requires: trust, psychological safety, complementary strengths, clear roles, communication, shared goals. Time frame: builds over months, cannot be rushed, can begin immediately between strangers. What it produces: results that surprise even the team, results equal to the sum of contributions. When to use it: complex problems that exceed individual capacity to find, tasks needing coordinated effort. Common mistake: calling collaboration synergy before trust exists, assuming collaboration will automatically become synergy. What its absence looks like a group that functions, but never exceeds expectations, siloed individuals missing shared direction. The most important distinction is the difference between process and outcome. Collaboration is something you plan. Team synergy is something you earn. You can schedule a collaboration session for Monday morning. You cannot schedule synergy. The second key difference is what gets produced. Collaboration yields a result that reflects the sum of what everyone contributed. Synergy yields something that did not exist in anyone's mind when the group started. If you can trace every element of the output back to a single person's original idea, you had good collaboration, not synergy. Trust is the third dividing line. Collaboration requires basic professional respect and clear communication. Synergy requires people to be genuinely invested in each other's success, comfortable enough to challenge each other, and practiced enough together that they can combine instinctively. Finally, consider the time frame. Strong collaborative teams can be assembled quickly. Synergy takes root slowly, like something grown rather than built. That is not a weakness, it is simply the truth of it. Where team synergy and collaboration overlap. These two concepts are not opposites. In most high-performing teams, they exist together, and it can be genuinely difficult to see where one ends and the other begins. Collaboration is frequently the soil in which team synergy grows. You cannot develop synergy with people you have never worked alongside. The structured, intentional act of collaborating over time creates the shared understanding and trust that synergy requires. In this sense, collaboration is not a lesser version of synergy. It is the foundation. Both concepts depend on communication quality. Whether you're collaborating on a deliverable or building toward genuine synergy, the clarity of how people speak to each other, challenge each other, and give each other feedback matters enormously. How to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it is directly relevant here, because poor feedback habits will damage both collaboration and any chance at something deeper. In practice, a single project can contain both. A team might collaborate cleanly on the logistics of a project while simultaneously experiencing moments of genuine synergy in their creative problem-solving sessions. The two coexist. The overlap is real, but knowing the difference still matters. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling books they write every time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments. The ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. When to use team synergy as your goal. Use team synergy as your deliberate goal when the challenge in front of your team genuinely cannot be solved by any individual, no matter how capable. When the problem is complex and unpredictable. If the situation requires multiple forms of expertise working in real time, and no single person holds all the answers, synergy is what you're after. Set up conditions where people can build on each other's thinking, not just report their own. When you are building a long-term team, if the same group of people will work together for months or years, investing in synergy pays compounding returns. Prioritize trust building, open communication, and structured opportunities for people to learn each other's strengths. When past results have plateaued, if your team is competent, collaborative, and still not producing breakthroughs, synergy is the missing layer. The issue is rarely individual skill. It is usually the quality of how those skills are being combined. When trust has broken down across departments, rebuilding after a rupture requires the specific kind of relational repair that only synergy-focused work addresses. How to rebuild trust between two departments whose lack of synergy is hurting results covers this directly. When the team's energy feels transactional, if people are doing their jobs, but nobody is invested in the collective output, synergy work is needed before any other intervention. If you push for synergy when the trust and conditions are not in place, you will get performance anxiety and withdrawal instead. When to use collaboration as your focus. Use collaboration when you need coordinated effort on a defined goal and the work can be clearly divided into contributing parts. When working across departments or with new people, collaboration does not require deep relationships. If you are bringing together people who do not know each other well, build a clean collaborative structure first. Clear roles, shared goals, and a consistent communication rhythm are all you need to start. When the task is defined and the output is measurable, if the expected result is clear and can be achieved by combining individual contributions, collaboration is the right frame. Do not complicate it by reaching for synergy when structured joint work will deliver the result. When time is short, synergy cannot be rushed. When a deadline demands immediate coordinated action, a well-run collaborative process is your most reliable tool. How to run productive meetings that don't waste time supports this kind of focused, time-efficient coordination. When you are onboarding new team members, new people need to learn the team's rhythms before they can contribute to something greater. Collaboration gives them structure and early wins while trust builds in the background. When the stakes of failure are low and speed matters, in low-stakes situations, the overhead of building synergy is not warranted. A solid collaborative process will deliver what you need faster. If you invest in deep synergy building when a simple collaborative structure would have done the job, you risk wasting time and confusing people about what is actually being asked of them. Common confusions and how to resolve them. Let me walk you through the three confusions I see most often. The confusion. People use synergy as a fancier word for collaboration, treating them as interchangeable. Why it happens. Both involve people working together, and the surface behavior can look similar when things are going well. The resolution. Ask what the output reveals. If you can trace every element of the result back to a single person's original contribution, you had collaboration. If the group produced something no individual worked in with, you had synergy. The confusion. Leaders assume that getting people to collaborate well will automatically produce team synergy over time. Why it happens. It seems logical that better process leads to better outcomes, and sometimes it does. But collaboration without trust building does not become synergy on its own. The resolution. Synergy requires deliberate investment in the relational layer, psychological safety, honest feedback, and enough shared experience that people know how to use each other's strengths. Collaboration is necessary, but not sufficient. Read about peer-to-peer feedback as one concrete way to deepen the relational layer. The confusion. When a team is performing well, people declare they have synergy when they may simply have efficient collaboration. Why it happens. Strong collaboration feels good, and the results are real. It is easy to celebrate and stop there. The resolution. Test for genuine synergy by asking whether the team has produced anything that surprised its own members. High performance is not the same as emergent collective intelligence. Why effective feedback is the backbone of workplace growth explains why honest reflection at this stage is what separates good teams from genuinely great ones. Once you see this clearly, you will not confuse them again. Practical recommendations by situation. Here is how to decide which one to focus on based on your situation. If you are leading a newly formed team, start with collaboration. Build clear structures, establish communication norms, and let trust develop through shared work. Do not reach for synergy prematurely. The groundwork you lay now is what makes synergy possible later. If you are managing a long-standing team that has gone stale, your team likely has the trust needed for synergy, but may have settled into transactional patterns. Reintroduce conditions for emergent performance, open problem-solving sessions, honest feedback, and space for people to step outside their defined roles and contribute to each other's thinking. If you are coordinating between two separate departments, collaboration is your tool here. Shared goals, clear roles, and a reliable communication rhythm will carry the work. Synergy between departments is rare and usually only develops when the same people work together repeatedly over a long period. If your team is producing good work, but not great work, this is the clearest signal that you have strong collaboration, but have not yet built team synergy. Invest in the relational and psychological conditions that allow something greater to emerge. The skills gap is rarely the issue. The trust gap usually is. If you are facing a crisis or urgent deadline, this is a time for clean, fast collaboration, not synergy development. Assign clear responsibilities, communicate directly, and save the deeper work for when the pressure is off. Knowing which one your situation actually calls for is itself a form of leadership. That clarity alone will improve what your team produces. Key takeaways. Here is what matters most from this comparison. Team synergy is an outcome. Collaboration is a process. You cannot plan synergy the way you plan a project, but you can create the conditions where it becomes possible. Collaboration can happen between strangers in a single meeting. Team synergy requires trust, complementary strengths, and enough shared history that people can combine instinctively. The biggest mistake is treating them as the same thing. Calling a collaborative process synergy before the relational conditions exist will eventually hollow out the word and the team's confidence in it. Strong collaboration is not a failure to achieve synergy. It is the foundation that makes synergy possible. Do not skip it. If your team has plateaued, the gap is usually not in skills or effort. It is in the quality of how those skills are being connected and combined. Building team synergy is a practice, not a gift. It grows when you tend to it deliberately through honest feedback, psychological safety, and the courage to let go of purely transactional ways of working. For related reading, explore team synergy versus teamwork. What's the difference? And what is psychological safety and how it drives team synergy? Both will deepen what you have read here. Frequently asked questions. What is team synergy and how is it different from collaboration? Team synergy is when a group produces results that exceed what any individual could achieve alone. Collaboration is the act of working together toward a shared goal. Synergy is the outcome. Collaboration is the process that may or may not produce it. Can you have collaboration without team synergy? Yes, and it happens often. A team can collaborate productively, share tasks, and meet deadlines without ever producing anything greater than the sum of individual efforts. Synergy requires a deeper level of trust, communication, and complementary strength that not every collaborative group achieves. How do you build team synergy in the workplace? You build team synergy by creating conditions where people trust each other, understand each other's strengths, and communicate openly enough to combine those strengths in real time. It requires psychological safety, clear roles, and consistent practice working closely together over time. When should a leader focus on team synergy versus collaboration? Focus on collaboration when you need coordinated effort on a defined task. Focus on building team synergy when you need breakthrough results, when problems are complex, or when no single person holds all the answers. Synergy is the goal when the challenge genuinely exceeds individual capacity. What are the signs that a team has strong synergy? The clearest sign is when a team consistently produces results that surprise even its own members. Other signs include people finishing each other's ideas, covering each other's gaps without being asked, and an overall energy that makes the group feel greater than the sum of its parts. Is team synergy the same as teamwork? Not exactly. Teamwork describes people doing their individual jobs in a coordinated way. Team synergy describes what happens when that coordination reaches a level where the group generates something genuinely new and stronger. Teamwork is a baseline. Synergy is what teamwork can grow into at its best. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.